Morning everyone, Andrew here again, out on my bike, getting an early morning bike ride in on my day off. It's 6:44, about 40 minutes into my ride. I'm over at Ocean Park. I've seen videos in this area before. It's a lovely place. It's a little bit cloudy, very humid, I'm very sweaty at the moment, but it's nice to be out and about getting it done. Doing something today to improve my tomorrows. What can be measured can be improved. Certainly going to have a look at my stats after today's ride. It's very windy, particularly coming down the main strip of road there from Fangjiang over to Ocean Park. I really felt it into the wind. Obviously I'm moving forward, but it was going really slowly. I could really feel it. It's good. I feel like I'm going to burn a lot more calories on this ride today. The same distance. Start afterwards, and that's the what can be measured and can be improved. So how are we going? So there we go. What are you going to do today to improve your tomorrows? Had a few people quite nicely ask me what I've been doing to lose weight, and if there's anything they can pick up and use to help themselves in that journey. The big key to most of it is just consistency, you know, getting up and out and getting it done. That first motto. Realising that what you do today is going to affect you in the future, hence the do something today, tomorrow. I think if you take those two mottos just on their own, go with it, you make a big difference. It's just little things, one after another, baby steps, day by day. Those day by days add up for a long time. Basically starve your body and it's going to shut down and not going to actually lose weight, so you need to gradually remove some items from your food intake and add in some more exercise. So measuring things food wise, how many calories are you eating on a normal week before you even make any attempt to change it, so you have a starting point. Where are you now? How many steps are you doing now without actually making any additional steps? Just to get a nice picture, for example, if your day-to-day activities for over a period of a week show that you're about 5,000 steps per day on average, then increasing that to 7,000 to 10,000 will be enough to get things started. And if you notice how many active calories or how many calories you're consuming and how many calories, active calories, you're burning, you can see the difference. The body's very much like a car in that sense. Depending on how far your journey is for that day, you'll need a certain amount of fuel. And if you leave that fuel in the car, you can use it again the next day. Well, the body tends to turn it into fat. Very simplistic way of looking at it, but if you put too much fuel in your body and you don't burn through, it's going to be stored. So on a lazy day when you're not doing very much, you don't get to eat very much. And if you're eating a lot on days when you're not doing very much, then it's more of a mental issue than it will be of a physical thing. You know, on the days when you're very busy, you need to eat calories to get you through it. So I'm going to leave you with those little thoughts. But those three key mottos that I use every day, I created them or used them for myself, and I do them every single day. Get up, get out, get it done. Which is, if stop thinking about it, just get on with it. Like Nike says, just do it. Do something today to improve your tomorrows. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. What you do today will change your tomorrow. So that's in a good and a bad way. So make sure you're moving towards your goals and your journey, and make sure you're moving towards your ambitions. And what can be measured can be improved. So finding ways to measure things. That's obviously your steps, your calories, your body weight. You know, I measure my weight every single day. Now you think you become paranoid about it doing that. Well, actually you don't. You become very much aware of the natural ups and downs, and how certainly over periods of months, there's certain times during the month, during the process where you're going to actually go up but then come down again, and it keeps you keeps you motivated on the bigger picture. If you only weigh yourself once a week or once every couple of weeks and it's not what you want, you're going to be very disappointed. So I measure myself every single day as part of my routine. Find a way to measure your calorie input at the start. Good apps like MyFitnessPal can help with that. In terms of measuring steps, you've got your fitness bands, haven't you? Obviously, I use an Apple Watch, but you could use a Fitbit. You could use any of the Android watches as well, just to be able to get some base numbers and then start to improve as you go forward. And then look at things every month. Do a P&L. Look at your monthly profit and loss account like you would do with a business. How have I done? Which areas can I work on to improve the following month? And treating it like a business is a great way to look at things, you know. And as I said about the car analogy, very important. Only put in enough fuel for the journey you're going to go on for the day. So those three key mottos: get up, get out, get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrows, and what can be measured can be improved. Have a great day, stay awesome, be inspired, pass on that inspiration to others, stay motivated, and most of all, stay happy and positive. See you all again soon for another awesome update. Take care.